Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Sweet Sweet Garbage. Kind of a big deal, guys, because this is the first time we're recording the podcast in the same room together in well over a year.
I know, it's crazy.
It's wild.
It's like February of, what, like 2020, we began it, and then by March, like, everybody was in their own homes again.
Yeah. Like, we really did we did more episodes of the podcast virtually than we did in person. And then we were on opposite sides of the country for, about a year.
I know, it's crazy.
So,
but who knows where we'll be again soon. So, yeah. Moral of the story, get vaccinated,
people. Yes, get vaccinated. But now we're in the same room together. We've been reunited. And we have a doozy of a movie to talk about, guys. Because it's amazing. We're going to be doing 2014's Lifetime's Killing Daddy. That's right. Perfect title. No notes. It's amazing.
Yes. Also known as My Father Must Die, because Lifetime can't have movies without multiple titles.
Yes. But Killing Daddy, the superior title.
Oh, yes.
Obviously.
Unequivocally, I agree.
Bailey, do you want to go into a synopsis?
Yeah. So this is a synopsis on IMDb by Anonymous. So Anonymous says, when Callie discovers that her father has had a debilitating stroke, she sees it as the perfect opportunity to return home and seek justice for her mother. When, kind of not really, though. Like, her mother isn't like a motivator in this at all.
Yeah. So, yes. And again, so not only does this movie have the perfect title, it also has the perfect tagline. And that tagline is, Daddy's little girl has big daddy issues. Again, yes. Perfect. No notes. Love it. Everything about this movie was hilarious to me. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was something. It's from 2014, so it's older. It's older at this point, which is just like crazy to think about.
Yeah,
2014 doesn't seem that long ago, yet it was that long ago.
Right, right.
And it stars Elizabeth Gillies from like Victorious fame, and I'm not sure the time frame. Was she like still on Victorious at this time?
I don't know.
Because 2013, so this was like a year, so this was like her showgirls. It was like, I'm trying to do something edgy and like outside of, you know.
Victorious. Although I will say, she's not really that different from her character on Victorious.
Yeah, I didn't watch Victorious, so I don't know.
Victorious, she's like kind of the bully.
Isn't she like the sister of Victoria Justice on the show?
No, I don't know who that is, but that was someone different. She's like her rival on the show.
Oh, okay.
So
she's the rival.
I started watching that show during quarantine. Like, there's a lot of shows I started watching.
Daniela Monet is the sister. Okay, I knew there was like a sister.
Yes.
Yeah. That's about that. And then I know Ariana Grande was on it.
Yeah.
I know the basics of Victorious.
Yes. You know all the important stuff. Ariana Grande.
Right.
That's it.
End of sentence.
Yeah. But honestly, like, so yeah, on Victorious, she's kind of like the rival of Victoria.
Okay, so she's kind of bitchy.
Yeah, and like is dating like the guy that like is... I guess it was sort of like a willing like thing for a minute.
There is something else we should know about Victorious. Avin Jojia is sexy as hell. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce his name, but he is sexy as hell.
Who is he? Which one is he? He was probably the boyfriend. And he had like that floppy, cute, like Disney haircut, like where it's like very shaggy and like in his face.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, he's very cute. He's very cute.
Yeah. So that's probably the boy they were trying to.
But yeah. Anyway, I'm a big fan of her. I think she's really hot. She's great. This whole podcast is going to be me simping for Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth, if you're watching.
If you're listening,
my bad.
If you're watching, then that's creepy.
You know what? She could do it. I'd be fine with it. But yeah, going into the movie, it's about this girl, and like we see her in some like shitty town in like Indiana.
Yeah, I think it was like Independence, Missouri.
That's right.
And she's like working at like what looks like a diner hybrid of like a Quickie Mart. It's like a really
It's really weird. Like she's behind a cash register, but then she's serving the food to people. Yeah.
So it's like a weird, like, I don't know, maybe that's a thing in like the middle of the country. Like I'm not familiar with Quickie Marts that also have food. Yeah. But she's also dressed like in short shorts, like a tight tank top and like high heels.
Banging hot.
And I'm
looking
like,
so
I wish
hot.
I could show up to work looking like that because that kind of sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, because you're also, you look hot, but you're also comfortable. It's like a practical outfit.
It's great. It's great. Yeah. But, so she's working in this diner and then the owner like pulls her in and is like, hey, I need to talk to you. And she's like, you know, like kind of giving him like a little attitude, but like being kind of flirty. Like you can see how she got the job basically. Yeah. But then he's like, hey, like, you're stealing, like, you have to go. And then she's like, I don't steal. What are you talking about?
She's also the dumbest person ever.
She's very bad at being a bad person.
Yes.
Like, it's very frustrating to watch, where I'm just like, oh my god, you steal, you lie, you kill people, but you're really bad at all of this. Like,
yeah, maybe try something new.
Yeah.
Because like, you're kind of shit at this.
Like, you need a different approach.
I think it's just a stupidity because she gets caught because he's like, there's camera footage. Here is camera footage of you stealing shit. And she's like, you have cameras here?
No, her literal response is so fucking funny because she says, she's just like, you didn't tell me there was a camera here.
Yeah, is he going to disclose that? Hi, waitress that I just hired. By the way, I'm going to tell you every room that I have cameras in.
Right.
I was like, he doesn't need to tell you that as the waitress / counter girl that works here. But somehow to you, you think you deserve that tidbit of information. Also, think about it. It's 2014. Who runs an establishment without goddamn security?
Seriously,
cameras?
Like, I get that you're in the middle of nowhere in, like, some shitty town, but still, come on.
Like, the guy is running a business, and
so funny.
What are you doing?
But then, yeah, so then she gets fired. She goes to her, like, motel, and of course, like, her key won't work for her motel room. And she, like, basically tells the dude, like, hey, like, basically implies that she'll have sex with him if he lets her back in. But, of course, she's just trying to get her stuff and dip. But then she's just having a bad day, guys. She's having a real bad day.
nothing's going well for her.
Yeah, it's just one thing after another. And then, like, her ex-boyfriend or whatever shows up.
I think it's dude she slept with. For drugs,
maybe. And, like, must have, like, taken money
from him? Because he's looking for money.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, you owe me money. And she's like, I'll be right out. And she, like, you know, hops out of a window and steals his car and takes off.
But also, this dumbass left his keys in his car. And then we later find out that, like, he's like, where's the car? And she's like, oh, I ran out of gas. It's in the middle of, like, Podunk,
Indiana. Wherever.
And he's like, there's, like, 10,000 worth of heroin in there. And I'm like, what are you doing leaving the keys in your car while you have, like, $10,000 worth of fucking heroin?
It's like, come on.
Like, everybody in this movie is stupid.
It's crazy. It's crazy
the
how dumb everyone
criminals.
Is.
How are you all criminally?
I do understand him, though, because he does always look like he's, like, messed out on something.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he definitely seems dumb as rocks.
Yeah, it fits his fits Bill maybe more than it fits her. But, like, everybody that's, like, a criminal in this movie, like, needs to find another profession.
Yeah.
You're terrible at being
It's like,
criminals.
Maybe go straight, because, like, this is not for you.
Yeah. Just go straight, because... Get the help you need, because this is not a good
person. Because, like, this is embarrassing to watch.
Yeah, like, you left, like, how do you leave your goddamn, because, like, she's, like, jumps out the window, and then, like, he's getting in a fight with the guy that she promised sex with, and they're, like, about to, like, have a fist fight, and she sneaks around and, like, goes into his car. And I was like, do you just know that he always leaves his keys in his car? Because, like,
probably.
That's also pretty risky, too.
Right,
like, what if you just get there and, oh, the keys aren't there? Like, you're fucked.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. But then, yeah, so basically all these things happen, and she, I guess, like, decides... that she's gonna go back home. Oh, because there's, like, the in the very beginning, like, you see this dude wearing a jacket that says Philadelphia.
Yes. And then, very subtle.
Very subtle, yeah. And then, like, in the car, she finds a coin that has the Liberty Bell on it. Oh, she's God, like, yeah. Okay.
Everything's pointing towards
Philly. And so she, like, goes to, like, gets to, like, a truck stop and, like, calls home. Mm-hmm. And she finds out that her dad had a stroke. And she's like, oh, and then we start seeing flashbacks of, like, her relationship with her dad. And, like, at first I was thinking, like, oh, what if this is, like, what if it turns out, like, it was, like, secretly abusive in some way? Like, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe he, like, hit her or, like, you know, was, like, maybe sexually abusive. Like, that's kind of, like, where I thought it was going, because she keeps saying to him, I'm like this because of you. Yeah. Like, I deserve these things because of what you did to me. Yeah. And, like, you're just like, oh, my God.
What,
like,
did he do?
Yeah, what did he do? Like, I'm ready to be on her side. I'm like, who's this motherfucker? What did he do to you? But then, like, as you go on, you're like, oh, didn't seem like much of anything happened to you. Yeah. You're just kind of spoiled.
You're a spoiled rich girl. And
with... compounded with the fact that you definitely do have mental illness.
Oh, severely mentally ill that, like, needs help. Like, we find out that, like, she had been committed before, but, like, she refuses to take proper medication.
Yeah.
So, like, of course she's not getting any better. And, like, yeah, I just feel, like, bad for this dad because he's literally, like, had a stroke and then just, like...
And then is now being tormented by her. And, like, you start to see it because, like, the first time she goes into the hospital to see him, she, like, puts her, like, hand over his, like, mouth and nose and is, like, straight up, like, taunting him about stuff and is, like...
Like, she's, like, and I don't know. Like, I just feel like everybody around her is also stupid, too, because,
very,
like,
oblivious, yes.
It's, like... She's like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, pretending that I'm, like, super sad, so can I, like, have a moment with him? And, like, her older half-sister and the caretaker, who we also just don't know what her purpose is for 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, straight up, like, it was a while where I was like, are they married?
Yeah, I thought it was, like,
is
his
that
third
her
wife.
Mom? Like, what's going on
I was
here?
Very confused, because then we find out that the half-sister is older, but that the half-sister, also, I don't know, I was just so confused, because, like, it's like, okay, so then if that was her mom, was, like, she just totally fine with the guy creeping and getting some other woman pregnant, but then we find out that, no, it's just the housekeeper, like, the live-in housekeeper.
Yeah, it was just the housekeeper, that, like, I guess has
been... But it takes 20 minutes for us to, like, really know who she is.
Yeah,
like,
we're just,
you have to infer who she is. At first, I just thought, like, wife number three.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And then, like, you slow, like, things are happening and you're like, wait.
That doesn't,
like,
make sense.
Who is this person?
Yeah.
Like, what is her purpose in this house? And you're just like, okay. But, like, they're all so stupid because they're like, oh, yeah, I'll, like, leave you in this, like, room alone with him. And then, of course, she goes into, like, torment mode. But, like, nobody thinks that, like, we know that this girl is ill. We know she's been committed before.
In the past,
but, like, we suddenly think she's fine, even though she left home, like, in a huff a year ago. You think that suddenly being a year by herself living in multiple states is somehow gonna, like, make her not more psychotic?
Right.
It was just like,
I don't know. It was funny. And, like, yeah, she has this conversation with her sister where she was like, oh, well, the sister's like, we've been trying to get in contact with you, but your phone was disconnected and all this stuff. And then, like, Elizabeth is just like, oh, well, you know, like, I didn't want him to know I failed or something like that. And it's like, I mean, you don't really have any skills. Like, what were you going to be doing? Like, you didn't, like, the whole reason she ends up leaving is that the dad was like, hey, you need to, like, be working. Like, if you're not going to school, you have to, like, be working or doing something. So I guess he, like, got some internship or, like, something where she had to, like, be, like, under somebody.
Yeah.
And she, like, flips out. And again, then we have this whole fight about it. It's like, oh, well, I'm like this because of you, blah, blah, blah. You're the reason mom, like, is. And, oh, and then we find out that her mom had committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And, like, that she, like, walked in on her.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's multiple things that went wrong, like, in Callie's life.
Yeah, but, Callie.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't have any sympathy for you. And it's kind of interesting that, like, she's our, like, main protagonist, but there's not a single redeeming quality about her. She's, like, super villainous, which is kind of interesting because, like, I feel, though, even if you have a movie where it's, like, oh, you got the psycho girlfriend, but then we also see, like, the psycho, like, the non-psycho boyfriend's perspective, or a psycho boyfriend and, like, the girl that's, like, on the straight and narrow. Like, we see both of their perspectives. Like, right. This is, like, 100%, like,
her movie.
Yes. So it's kind of funny that it's just, like,
and I loved watching it. And maybe it was because I really didn't care about any of the other characters.
Yeah,
because
nobody's developed at all.
Right. And, like, it was funny because I was just like, I hope she gets away with it. I hope she, like, dupes these dummies over. I was just like, she talks, and as someone who talks really loud, I was like, bitch, lower your voice.
Yeah.
Will you stop talking so loud about your plan to kill your dad on the phone?
Like, there's just, like, moments of, like, her stupidity because it's, like, she talks. So, like, she ends up getting, like, the druggy boyfriend that's like, you owe me, like, the $10,000. She's like, I'll give you, like, $25,000 if you, like, smother my father.
Yeah. And he, yeah, because he tracks her down, basically, and is like, and again, so he tracks her down, and there's this scene in the car where he's got, like, a knife to her throat, and I gotta say, it was kind of sexy. Like, it's kind of sexy, like, well, I don't know if the scene itself is sexy, but, like, her reactions to it, like, are really erotic.
She's, like, into it.
And I was like, good for you, girl, good for you.
Like, okay.
Like the way she's, like, shifting around in her seat, and she's just like, I can do one better. And I'm like, what is going on here?
And, like, she always has, like, on-point cleavage at all times during this movie. Oh, my God.
She has immaculate cleavage.
It doesn't make any sense, like, why you would wake up.
It just has, like, the perfect body. Because, like, we get a lot of shots of her butt.
Yeah, this is definitely directed by a man.
Because, like, we get to see the hip sways a lot.
Like, it's, like, ass and tits. So, 100% a man.
Again, I was on board with it. I was very into it.
I was just like...
It was a little gratuitous, though.
Yes, of course. But it made sense why. But at the same time, I'm like, how do you wake up with perfect... One, how do you just, like, not wear a bra? I'm not a person that cannot not wear a bra. Wow, my boobs look amazing. Like, it's just...
Oh, no, like, the girls have to be tamed.
Like, this was, like, perfect cleavage, perfect boobage the minute you wake up without a bra on. And I was like, okay.
Like, I know, it's like, if it was in real life, one boob would for sure be out of the tank top, and then you have to just, like, readjust.
And I'm just like, all right. So, like, of course she's trying to be... It's weird, though, because I feel like she was trying to be, like, a seductress, but, like, I don't know, there, to me, it was just, like, a disconnect on, like, you could find her sexy, that's fine. But I felt like there was, like, a disconnect on not believing her seductiveness. And I don't know if that's, like, or just not believing she's, like, evil enough. Like, I just, like, sometimes I have a problem, like, getting on board with people's evilness if I don't, like, really buy it. That's right. Why, like, the, like, to me, Scream 4, I love 98% of it. And the 2% I don't like is... the casting of Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
That movie to me would be perfection if you would cast somebody other than Emma Roberts to get that reveal of, because Emma Roberts plays the innocent girl well enough, but I don't think she captures the essence of completely evil. So I think there's, like, something about me, a disconnect in Elizabeth Gillies with, I don't know, she's always sort of played a bitch, but I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. She's not, to me, like, the perfect bitch of all time is, like, Tiffany Thiessen. Like, Val Malone is the epitome of, like, what a bitch is. And I don't know, I'm just so on board. So I'm like, I just to go by, everybody has to be on, like, Val Malone level. And I wasn't feeling Val Malone level, but that's also literally just my feeling. Like, you love her, you think she's sexy, so she's sexy enough, she's villain enough for you. So it works for you, but, like, it fell a little flat for me. Right. And I don't know if that's the writing, if that's the directing.
I do think there was an issue with maybe not the writing. I think actually the character itself was written well enough for this type of movie.
Yeah,
because I really did like I can see where her motivations were.
Oh, for sure.
And like it was one of those things where like I didn't like. I think the reason I was on board with it was like even though yeah she's doing all these very like these really heinous things, mm-hmm. I kind of was like I don't. See her as a villain. Like, I think she's kind of a victim, like, of herself, really.
Yes,
like
of her own mental illness.
Yeah.
Like, you know she's mentally ill.
Yeah.
Like, type thing.
And so that was kind of why I thought it was okay. I do think, like, it could have been better directed, probably. Like,
yeah.
I mean, at least, like, let some of these other... I thought she obviously had the best performance.
For sure.
But then we're...
There's not much else going on, though.
No.
Outside of her.
Right, no, because, like, even, like, her sister, her, like, you know, there's, like, this whole, they hint at it a little bit in the dialogue, because she's always saying, oh, you were dad's favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so perfect. Oh, you own this fashion company. Oh, you're doing all these, like, big things. Like, that kind of thing.
Yes, the jealousy, sort of.
Yeah, like, they play into that a little bit. But, like, this girl is, like, kind of, like, really boring, and, like, they're, like, every time they have a scene together, it's, like...
It's because, like, nothing pushes along anything, really, in those scenes. It's sort of, like...
Right.
Like, there was, honestly, you could have not had a sister, and the movie would have felt as fine.
Right, because especially what ends up happening, because, like, things start falling apart, like... You know, the boyfriend starts, like, breathing down her neck about, like, where his money is, yes. Like, all this stuff. And then she has to, like, she's scrambling. And so you think at some point the sister's going to swoop in and, like, figure stuff out. And, like, she really doesn't.
She gets on a plane and goes to China for some reason.
Yeah.
We literally also have no idea why.
I guess, like,
it's business, but,
yeah.
Like, China?
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, you're just like, I have to go to China. Like, my dad just died, like, 2 days ago, and I'm going to China.
Right.
Like, bye.
But so, yeah, what ends up happening? So, yeah, they do, the boyfriend ends up getting killed. Like, she kills him to, like,
yes,
get her off her back.
Because he has literally taped her saying, kill it. Like, literally, this is why this girl is so dumb. She just openly is like, I want you to smother my dad. Do this. And he's like, I recorded you. I'm like, of course he fucking recorded you. Are you stupid?
Yeah, and of course, like, and then there's another plot point where she gets the lawyer to use an older will.
Yes.
Because she goes to a bar and, like, seduces him and, like, tape, like, records them having sex. Like, has actual, like, video of it. And she's like, so you put in the old will or I'm going to send this to your wife. But, like, so she does that and still is caught off guard when her fucking Nathaniel boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or whatever he is like, I recorded you. And like, she's like, what?
And I'm like, you've done the same thing, but worse. Like,
like, woman.
And then, like, openly talks about, like, all of the awful things she's done. Like, she corners, like, the guy, like, the lawyer in a bathroom, but, like, doesn't check to see if there's anybody else in the bathroom.
Right. No, like, she's very reckless. Very,
like,
reckless.
Like, just openly is like, I want to tell everybody of all of the people that I've murdered. It's like, she's coming out and confessing all of these things for some weird reason that makes no sense.
No, it's
like,
crazy.
It's like,
it's
girl,
crazy.
Don't tell everybody your shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's rule number one.
Right. And then, so then what happens is she's able to, well, like, the lawyer ends up using the old will, and she gets half, you know, it basically ends up, the old will had it where it was split evenly between her and her sister, and the housekeeper got, like, $100,000 or something
yes.
like that. 'Cause what she did was she found the new will, where she basically... Everything went to the housekeeper and then to the sister, and I think she gets, like, $85,000.
Yeah, like, she got, like, pretty much nothing. Which, at the same point, I, too, would be pissed. Because you get in a fight with him, and then you leave for a year, and he, like, completely changes the will to the point that, like, if this is somebody who's, like, trying to, like, help his daughter. Like, I feel like you would still somewhat leave her in the will, not just be like, oh, thanks, it's all going to the one daughter that's been good and isn't mentally ill.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, maybe being like, okay, you can get half of this if
there's a conservatorship, yes, or something. Or something. Yeah.
It's just like, nah, you're going to get, like, nothing.
Right.
Like, I was like, what? I, too, would be upset.
Furious.
So I'd be like, maybe having sex with the creepy old lawyer to get my old thing is fine. But I'd also, because I'm also, like, not completely selfish, you don't need that gigantic house. Give the goddamn house. If she had just given the house, be like, all right, we're going to make a whole new fake will. Like, so, like, I get half, my sister gets half, and this bitch gets the house.
Or even just say it, like, you know what? I'm going to talk it over with my sister, but we really want you to have the house.
Right?
And then, like, she would be groveling at your feet.
Because that's sort of, like, the red flag. The red flag is, like, the minute, like, so she's confused because she's like, he told me I was going to get the house.
Yeah, the housekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, did you ever get it in writing? And she's like, no, but, like, I trusted him. And she's like, well, you shouldn't
trust him. First mistake. He did to you what I've known all along. Yeah. He's an asshole. And it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, shit. And she's like, okay, well, what? And then she's like, well, I can take care of myself, even though she doesn't even know how to properly cut an apple.
Oh, my God. Seeing her cut that apple was hilarious. It's like,
I feel like she's maybe never cut an apple.
Well, and I think it was actually, like, a good choice because it really does undermine what she's doing, where she's like, I mean, I'm pretty, like, I'm self-sufficient. I knew this. And she's cutting, like, I probably would cut an apple that way, but, like, I don't cut apples.
It was so funny.
It was hilarious.
So it's like, you have no, I have no use for you. So, like, get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah.
So, like, and then she's like, what? So, like, had you literally, like Jenna said, had you been like, oh, yeah, have the house, you probably get away with everything.
Like, come on. Don't be stupid.
I'd be like, I moved. You want to stay in goddamn Pennsylvania? I would have been come like, on, bitch, here's the house.
New York.
I'll take my, like, $8 million or, like, however much money I'm getting, and I'm, like, moving to a warm climate. Like, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy the house.
Like, exactly.
End of movie, bye. Like, and you could go off and be your crazy self in, like, Hawaii.
Yeah, like, come on. Maybe the warm weather will, like, get your head, like, the circulation in your head working
right.
Yeah,
right? It'll, like, fix you. It'll straighten you out.
Yeah. Not that we believe that's how mental illness works,
imagine
obviously.
If it did. Can't everybody imagine? Just moves to Hawaii and they're no longer mentally ill.
I believe it.
Hawaii fixes everything.
Yeah, you know what? It's a spiritual experience.
Right. Oh, my God. She's funny.
But, yeah, so, like, she goes, like, right off the bat, she, like, is being a bitch to this housekeeper.
Yeah, it's
so then the housekeeper kind of, well, what ends up happening is the housekeeper notices that the ex-boyfriend or whatever is dead. Like, there's a news report. And she remembered seeing him at the funeral.
Because, of course, he shows up. Of course, nobody understands how banks works in this, too.
Yeah, my God.
It's like, where's my money? And it's like, you can't just be like, here's $10 million.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't understand that. The boyfriend doesn't understand it. So he's like,
of course
harassing.
He doesn't. He's dumb as hell.
Yeah, like, he's like, and my favorite thing was when she's like, at first he was like, all right, I'm going to get $25,000. All right, and then we're like, okay, we'll agree on $50,000. And then he's like, oh, no, I have it on tape of you, like, saying murder. So I want, like, $100,000.
Right.
And then she's like, he's like, and I want it by tomorrow. And she's like, bitch, if I couldn't get you $25,000 tomorrow, what the fuck makes you think I'm going to get you $100,000 tomorrow?
Right.
Like,
no,
logic.
It's so silly. It's so silly. And again, we can just, like, kind of write it off with him because he's
stupid. You know,
he's stupid and, like, obviously on meth.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, she does the same thing where she, like, throws a fit in the, in, like, the office, like, after they read the will, where she's like, I need cash. And, like, the lawyer's like, tough shit. Like, you're going to get however many millions of dollars in, like, a week.
Yeah.
Like, get,
like,
your shit together.
Live in your big-ass house until then.
Yeah. Put your groceries on a credit card. I don't know.
Yeah, like, max out the credit cards. You're fine.
Yeah.
Like, so the people just not understanding logistics of this movie.
It's so funny. So funny. But, yeah, so anyway, the housekeeper starts snooping and, like, realizes, like, oh, like, this dude is from Independence, Missouri. That's where she said.
She had just been.
Yeah. Like, and, like, she's trying to be like, oh, I don't know.
She's so sloppy.
He was a groundskeeper. So sloppy. So sloppy. Like, guys, come on. Come on. yeah. So, basically, then, like, we do get this, like, montage of, like, Elizabeth Gillies, like, shopping and, like, getting her hair done. Oh, and, like,
looks like a good-ass time.
Yeah, it looks great. She, like, gets a massage, or she's getting her hair done, like, she's getting her toes. And then she's, like, eating in this beautiful restaurant and, like,
yeah, makes eyes,
at this really hot dude that has no lines. It's very depressing.
Yeah, I thought there was gonna be, like, a, like, the next scene was gonna be, like, him
them in, like, the, in bathroom, like, the bathroom or something.
And banging. And I was like, alright, that's hot. But no, you clearly, it's inferred. But, like, we don't see it or know it. Or, like,
again, I will say, like, I mean, maybe it's just because I am such a simp for Elizabeth Gillies, but I was just like, for a movie that has no sex and, like, not a lot going on, right? Except for that one blackmail scene, I was just like, this is a very sexy movie.
Yeah.
But like, I could be biased because she's so hot.
It could be true. Like, but, like, it was like she was trying to, like, ooze sex appeal this whole movie, but, like,
for what?
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm gonna dress super, like, my favorite part maybe ever was when, like, she dresses in her sister's, like, outfit, and it's, like, three sizes too small, her tits are, like, at her, like, neck,
yeah.
And then, like, the housekeeper is like, oh, you didn't have to dress up for me to watch, like, American Idol.
Yeah,
like, and she's like, think this is how somebody normally dresses?
Yeah, and she's like, actually, I made plans.
Yeah,
and
it's like, no, come shit. On. Yeah, no, I'm gonna dress like this just so we can sit and watch some really creepy American Idol.
Yeah, no, this, like, American Idol, like, it's, like, their version of it, so everybody looks really weird.
Yes.
And it looks like they're wearing, like, I don't know, it was very strange.
And, like, the songs were weird, and at one point, like, when Elizabeth Gillies is, like, searching through the house to try to, like, find the will, it's at the same time that the woman is, like, watching this young girl sing. And, like, the whole time Elizabeth Gillies is looking through the house, this song is playing.
Yeah, and like, it doesn't match the tone is weird. And, like, I was like, oh, like, I was trying to listen to the lyrics because I was like, oh, maybe, like, thematically it's linked. It didn't. It didn't.
You're
it
like,
was just a weird choice.
It was like a girl being like, I'm in love with the boy that, like, lives down the street. Like,
yeah.
Taylor Swift type shit.
Yeah, as, like, Elizabeth Gillies is, like, clawing around looking for this will. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, so I was like, okay, that's odd.
Yeah, it was a really weird choice.
Yeah.
And then, so yeah, basically, the housekeeper figures everything out, though.
Pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on her.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're gonna, like, make me move out of my house and, like, talk shit about my man?
I'm gonna, like, spend half the day figuring out that you're fucking killer.
Yeah, right?
Even though she, like, doesn't completely go to, she's just like, some shit doesn't add up. Like, this guy clear. She thinks that this guy, like, came and was, like, blackmailing her, but, like, didn't put together that, like, this, like, like, she thinks she killed the boyfriend because he was blackmailing her.
He just had dirt on
her. And then she goes, that's when she comes out and admits, no, it's because I had him kill Daddy. And, like, the housekeeper's like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, what? No, she literally is just like, yeah, because, like, she has it where Elizabeth is just like, oh, yeah, no, like, he like, wouldn't go away, so I made him go away. Like, and, like, the housekeeper is just like, Callie, I mean, if you were in trouble, your dad could have helped you. And then, yeah, and then she's just like, she starts laughing. She does that, like, maniacal thing. And she's just like, it was because I had him kill Daddy.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my God.
It's just like, again, fuck, say less.
Yes.
Do not say that.
But also, it's like, the housekeeper had found the gun and been like, there's a bullet missing. So clearly that one bullet is, like, what you used
to kill the guy.
Yeah, and then Elizabeth Gillies, like, gets the gun and tries to shoot her. And, like, the woman is like, do you think I'd be dumb enough to, like, not leave the, like, leave the bullets in there?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, good, she's not a dummy. But then, but then she turns her back around so she's not, looking at Callie. And she takes the gun, because why wouldn't you at this point, and pistol whips her.
Yes!
And it's like, of course she was gonna do,
like,
that.
But, like, Jenna's sitting there being like, oh, this bitch is gonna get pistol whipped. And immediately after, she gets pistol whipped. Because, of course.
Because even, like, honestly, too, like, just don't have her turn around. It's pretty easy to just pistol whip someone in the fucking face.
Why would you, like, I would hold on to the gun, bullets or not.
Yeah.
Like,
so dumb. I was, like, furious.
Being like, oh, here you go, here's the gun.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing?
And so it was funny because, then, like, the housekeeper wakes up and she's, like, tied to a chair. And, you know, Callie, the girl, is just like, oh, well, you know what? Like, it wasn't supposed to be this difficult. Like, why wouldn't you just, like, let me, like, why did you have to go snooping? Yeah. Now I have to kill you. And it's like, I'm going to make you swallow these pills. Which is funny because she's like, well, at least I didn't, like, burn you to death. But it was funny because she does burn the motel of her boy, or
yeah, the guy.
Yeah,
she shoots him and then burns
after
them.
She shoots him, though. So it's like, it's not like it was shot that him painful. In the hat. Like,
yeah. Pick your poison, getting shot point blank, too, in the hat, or like, getting burned alive. Like, not great choices.
Yeah. Like, honestly, but, like, still, like, the pills seem like it would be even worse.
I don't know, because sometimes with pills, like, that's
maybe if you just fall asleep.
That's kind of, like, what it is. You just sort of fall asleep and die. So some people, like, I mean, I've never, obviously, clearly have not, like, taken pills to kill myself. But, like, I feel like some people, or at least, like, you'll get the whole, like, women will do that because they'll, like, look like a good corpse, at least. I'm like, oh, of course,
that makes sense. I want to look, well,
yeah,
listen,
I want to look good, right?
I want my last look to at least be, like,
I want to look banging as I'm dead.
Yes.
But yeah, so she's like, I'm gonna like force feed all these pills to you. And then because you're so grief stricken over the, because he, the whole time she's like, you're clearly having sex with my dad. She's like, I'm not. And it's like, no, you are.
And like, she is, because we do see her like kiss the
or
dad.
Or she's weirdly in love with him. I don't know. Like this.
It was very strange though, because she did. I mean, obviously because he did leave her most of the stuff in the revised
Even if they're banging, they're literally not bothering anybody. Like, who gives a shit?
It wasn't like it was like a cheating scenario or whatever. Like, no, she's just definitely like unhinged at this point.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. And then she's like, you're not going to get away with it. Like, I told your sister. And she's like, bitch, my sister's on the way to China. She's like, I left her a message. And she's like, you're gonna make me have to kill my sister?
Yeah, and so, like, at this point, like, I think we're building up to, like, where the sister's gonna, like, show up. And, like, there's gonna be, like, a showdown.
I was like, oh, the sister's definitely,
like
got a message before she got on the plane to China or
she's
something.
She's, like, she's storming over as we speak.
Definitely has to be, right?
No. That's not what happens. What ends up happening is the lawyer, who is the one who, like, switched out the will after they like had their liaison.
Yeah, because she had called like his law firm and he wasn't home. She's like, he wasn't there, he was out to lunch. And she's like, oh well, like it's a family emergency, so like please have him call me back.
Right.
So instead of calling her back, he shows up at the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And he just, so he shows up and we're like, wait, why are you here?
You're the one that's gonna show up, not the
sister. And so then like he's the one though, because like at this point she has the gun in her hand and like
and
is
she
like
has the bullets now.
Yeah, so like now he's the one who's like trying to talk her down, and he does talk her out of it.
Also,
like gets the gun
with so much ease.
Like, it's crazy. Like, there was no tension. There was really no tension. Like, it was like, yeah, we got to see her cry, and like she was like very upset.
Because like the housekeeper was like, yeah, like saying like, I remember like when you were good, and I know it's because you're ill and you're mentally ill, and like this isn't your fault. Like, you need help. And she's like, I need help. I need help. And then I'm like, at one point I was just hoping that it was gonna be like, I need help, I need help.
And then
fuck you. And then like kill, like, or just be like, no, I don't. And then just like blows them both away and like gets away with it. That somehow, like, because Lifetime movies end sometimes with the killer
like
being still alive and going out there. So I would just been like, oh my god, I'm ill, I'm sick, I need help. No, I don't. And just kills them
boom,
both and just
boom.
Fucking leaves
and
has
so
all their
fun.
Money.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I don't know, you see her, like, get her money and just fucking peace out.
Yeah.
But no, instead it's, like, her, like, genuinely being like, oh my god, I need help. And I'm like, wait, what? This is how this is gonna end?
Yeah, no, like, it's just, like, she's, like, bawling her eyes out. She's like, I'm crazy. And I'm like, oh my god.
And he, like, able to get the gun from her?
Yeah, he just, like, grabs the gun. And then, like, that's the end of the scene. And then the next scene we see is her in, like, a mental institution. And, like, a shitty-looking one.
Oh, it looked terrible.
It looked like a state penitentiary, like, not good.
Like, state-funded. They're like, bitch, I know you were supposed to get some money, but you're getting none.
Yeah.
You're just going to, like, this disgusting,
this gross place where you're just gonna watch this, like, TV preacher.
Yeah, she's like, now then, like, so, like, was they trying to set up, like, a sequel where she's just gonna, like, now try to, like, be a born again and like be obsessed with this televangelist? Because she's like intensely
she's like
watching,
like
him.
Smiling, like so creepy, like such a creepy look on her face while she's staring at this televangelist. And again, like I said, I'm into it. I would watch that movie. But, like, it was weird, because it's like, what is this? What is this saying?
Yeah, what is going on? And then
you see them in the background, like, watching.
Yeah, her. Like, just being like, I'm like, okay, so you're just watching her, like, watch you're not the visiting? Televangelist, like, the sister and then the housekeeper, and then it just, like, ends.
Yeah, and then that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah. It was just like, okay, this is your movie.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say, as far as Lifetime movies go, I had a great time. I was having a blast. Again, Elizabeth, I love you. You're amazing.
Yeah, I was, like, not as into it. I'm also just, like, very into, like, when it comes to Lifetime, to me, the juicier, the better, like...
Yeah, I do wish it was, like, a little more salacious, obviously. Yeah. Like, we could have had some more eroticism in this movie, for sure.
Yeah, or, like, I don't know, I'm just, like...
I think that's actually my critique for most movies. I think movies should be sexier.
Yeah, more sex.
That's not even more sex, but, like, sexier. Like,
yeah.
That movie, like, I recently rewatched, what's that movie? The one with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. Out of Sight.
Oh, yeah.
That movie.
That's like an old Soderbergh, right? So
hot. It's such a hot movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy how hot that movie is. Like, we should do, I mean, it's not a garbage movie, so it wouldn't really work on this podcast. But, like, I could talk about that movie for hours. Like, I love
it. Let's just talk about the movie. But, yeah, so I don't know. Like, for me, there was just, like, sort of, like, I'm also, like, my primetime Lifetime is, like, two, like, a teenage boy and a teenage girl that are so oppressively in love with each other, and somebody's trying to pull them apart, or one of them is
some,
abusive.
Like, Romeo and Juliet
Yeah,
shit.
I'm super into that shit. Or it's, like, a young girl banging her hot teacher. Or
well, I love that. I do
a
love
young,
that.
A young man banging his hot older teacher. Like, that's that's my jam. That's my Lifetime.
I see, because, like, I would agree that I like the, I obviously like teacher-student stuff. For sure. I will agree with that 1,000%. But, like, again, like, my stuff, like, I love, like, the thrillers. Like, this one wasn't a typical thriller in that, like, there wasn't, like, an obsessive love about it. Like, I'm into that. Like, I want someone to be so obsessed.
Oh, yeah, I love a good obsession.
Yeah, like, that's great. Like,
it can be two people obsessed with each other. It can be very one-sided.
Yeah, whatever. I will take it in any scenario for
and, like,
sure.
Lifetime does that very well.
So good, like, so good.
So I
love
think that's
it.
Maybe since, like, nobody was. She wasn't a weird. She was, like, obsessed with, like, her dad dying. Like,
yeah,
that was,
like
her,
it was very. Yeah, I would say, like, oh yeah, she wanted her dad dead, but there wasn't, like. And, like, obviously she was, like, doing psycho stuff. But, like, I want, like, psycho girlfriend. I want psycho boyfriend stuff.
Yeah, like,
stuff.
It was like, oh, I'm gonna seduce, like, the married lawyer to get my way.
But yeah, but that was like, it. That was really it. And, like, right. Well, and then that really weird scene in the car with, like, her druggy.
Yeah, that was, like, the sexiest.
Again, for me, super sexy. And I was like, this is weird. Like, this is
weird
thing.
Yeah, this, like, shouldn't be sexy.
Why am I, like, why is she shifting around so much? I'm getting, like, uncomfortable. Oh, this is really hot. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway.
Yeah, and, like, did you think there was, like, a batshit moment in it that you were just kind of, like, because I feel like, even though the things that she did, I didn't feel like anything was sort of outlandish.
No.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a batshit moment for me.
Like, because even when she's, like, because I felt like things were predictable. Like, even when it's like, oh, can I have some time with my dad? I just want a moment. And then she, like, sort of goes,
yeah, no, like, every moment that would be, like, a batshit moment was telegraphed, like, a mile away. Yes. So we saw it coming. Yes. So, yeah, I wouldn't really say that there was a batshit moment for me. Because, yeah, like, I would say, like, in a normal movie, that moment, that first time she, like, puts her hand over her, like, dad's mouth and nose, that would be fucking shocking. But, like, because we already know, like, we know that she steals. We know that she, like, is obviously, like, a little all over the place. Yeah, like, it doesn't come as a surprise.
We've already seen the flashbacks of her, like, fighting with her dad, too, I believe, at this point. So, like, we know she doesn't like him.
So, like, I think if we had, I think if we hadn't had those flashbacks yet, and, like, we just, like, see her seeming upset, like, seeming whatever, get there, and then she does that, we would have been like, holy shit.
Yeah, so.
Like, oh, maybe she was just, like, figuring shit out and, like, was just away from home for however long.
Yeah.
And then, oh, good, like, maybe this will be a way for her to reconnect with her dad. And then have, like, the rug yanked out from under us.
You're right, because we already kind of, like, knew who she was at this
point. Yeah. Like, I feel like it should have been a little bit more ambiguous up top about her.
Yes, I agree. And that would have maybe made things more shocking.
Yeah, because, like, by the time she starts doing, like, weird, crazy shit, we're like, oh, I mean, that seems like something she would do.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
I was like, I don't want to say predictable, but kind of, like, where it was like, when she would do something crazy, like, I didn't really think much about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Like, that
sounds about right.
This tracks.
Yeah, yeah. Where would you put this on the garbage meter?
I think it's garbage.
Yeah. I'm going to go with sweet garbage.
Yeah.
Because I had a real good time.
Yeah, you definitely enjoyed it more than I did. Like,
I was having
it was fun. Like, I've seen, like, this, like, I've seen some Lifetime movies that I've thoroughly enjoyed, and I've seen some that are just so boring. This wasn't boring at all.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, fine with every moment of it. I thought the acting was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The writing was fine for, like, Lifetime.
What it was, yeah.
Like, the directing probably could have been a little better, but it was fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's pretty much it for this episode. Do you have anything that you want to plug? Anything you're working on, doing?
No, I'm just still over at the Pesky Report. So if you like baseball, check us out there. I also write for Over the Monster now, which is a Red Sox publication, doing like recaps and such like that. The Red Sox have been terrible as of late. So my last recap was terrible. My writing was top notch. I'm just kidding. But
yeah, of course.
The game was terrible, so that was awful to have to write that. But yeah, that's sort of what I'm doing. And then I know you're doing a show right now, Jenna, right?
Yeah, so I'm directing a solo show of Tom Payne for Hollywood Fringe Festival. That's going on. We have two more performances. And I am producing a play that's going to have a limited run over Labor Day weekend. That one I'm doing with just some friends that hopefully we'll be able to find a theater for that one soon.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so some good stuff coming up. And now that we're going to be back in the swing of things,
yes,
you guys will get more episodes from us. We're ready to watch all of the movies.
All of them. And like I said, thank you for everybody that listens. You know, we're on Instagram, we're on
Twitter.
You can always reach out to us.
If you have any movie suggestions, let us know.
Always looking for movie suggestions. And to everybody that listens, if it's 1 or 500,000, but no.
It's not. But, no. You know what?
Maybe
someday.
One day.
Someday.
Maybe one day. We appreciate every single person that listens. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya.
Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.